Welcome back to Get Right or Get Wrong. It's your boy Z-A-L-E, and I have a special guest in the building. I'm going to call him J5, because I don't know if he wants his government name out. Do you want your government name out, or just want me to keep it as J5?
I mean, it's public record, so you can look it up.
I don't know what kind of answer that was, so we're going to keep it as J5.
It's obvious. You can easily figure out my name.
Yeah. No, you really can't. J5, that was off the movie Blank Man. That was his robot name.
You can say my name.
Well, I'm with my cousin Jeremiah Davis right now.
I didn't say my last name.
Well, too late. It's already been said.
You gonna put my middle or suffix in there too?
You good. We ain't gonna put it all out there because it's a lot of
like, you want my social security?
No, we gonna do that.
You want the last four?
I don't think they want that. Well, they probably do. I don't, you know. So we are talking about women right now. And you know, the stages of dating and you know, all types of shit. What goes on with women? It's a jungle out here really dating women. So I'm going to sit this phone down. I'm pretty sure it should pick up all of our audio. If not, I'm going to put the phone up.
I hope it didn't cut off. Wait, hold on a minute.
Oh no, wait a minute. We back. It's still there. Okay. So yeah, I'm going to keep the phone on my lap because obviously that cup holder ain't going to do it. So we're both are single men. And you know, it's a jungle out here talking to females. Me personally, I'll talk about me. Me, I am not for the 5-6 kids. The football team is not gonna happen. You will get fucked, but I'm talking about as a cuff.
In three quarters of a mile,
ain't gonna happen.
Keep left to merge on I-90 east towards Erie, Pennsylvania.
We getting all that, the GPS and everything. We in a whip right now. So what's your idea? What do you like really look for in a female?
That's a sense of self. Like, you have your own personality. You pretty much know who you are. I don't need you to be an extension of me and like the stuff
I
like.
Use the left lane to keep left to move towards Erie, Pennsylvania.
But I just need somebody who can be independent and be their own person, because if I ask you, like, what you do today, your answer is waiting for you to get home, then like, that's not a good thing. Like,
that happened. Hell no.
I need you to be able to, you know, like, all right, I need you to be independent. I'm going to be independent. I need my time to myself, too. So, it's like, I'm going to give you your time to yourself. So, I hope you have that time to yourself. You're going to use it to find who you are if you don't know.
Straight up, yeah. I don't need nobody that's dependent on some shit. It's not going to happen. You think you about to just depend on me? You got life fucked up. And that's the problem we got out here, especially where we live at, Cleveland, Ohio. It's a big issue with these bitches. I call them the can I have, I want type motherfuckers. If you are that, don't even waste your time even talking to me. It ain't happening, you know? You gonna have a job. You think, most of these chicks think they occupation is I lay in the bed and open my legs and saw pieces of cream. Don't work like that. It doesn't work like that. You know? I'm dead ass serious. These chicks really think like that.
I wouldn't generalize that to all.
I'm not saying all. I'm saying it's a lot of it going on out here. If I had to put a percentage on it, I'm gonna have a good 75, bro. I'm telling you, maybe I'm following the wrong bitches on Instagram or on the internet or at the wrong job or the wrong ear I have on my skull. But this is what I hear these bitches be talking about. They can't do this. Me ain't me nothing to talk about.
I think that plays to a lot of different stuff. You know, that's just maybe like the women that you, I would say the women that you're exposed to and the women that you attract. Because I don't have that situation. And
why? I think I'm a simp.
Fuck that's what.
You know what a simp is?
I can't wait for you to explain it.
A simp is another word for trick. Like, oh, okay, I see that this dude, like, he might do this for me, do that for me. Oh, he gonna accept my bullshit, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, y'all really don't know that I'm really a fucking alpha male out here. And that's it. You know, shout out to y'all beta males. Y'all fucking the game up out here. Y'all really are. Really, really bad. Very bad. And you know that this chick then got a relationship with your beta ass and think she wants this goddamn gorilla right here. Like, oh. Yeah, it's going to be this. Well, you know, I tell you, this is another thing I tell dudes. If you talk to a female and you ask them, how was your day? I'm irritated, and you hear that, do not reply to that. Don't do it. Don't even answer the phone. If you on the phone with her, say, I'm just irritated, hang up. Because a question is coming next. Either she need her hair done, nails done, stuff like that, or she's short on a bill. It's like, me, personally, I will tell your ass, you better go sell some pussy or go to the plasma center. Why are you telling me? I don't care. That's something you gotta care about. That's a personal problem. If you can't get your hair and nails done, that lets me further know you fucked up out here and you looking for somebody to come down and save the day. And I've been retired my cape at 21. 31, 10 years later, I'm a motherfucking beast.
See, I think that's just certain women, because the ones...
Oh, it is. I'm not saying all.
Because I've met some that, you know, have their own businesses and stuff like that.
Oh, that's so lit.
Yeah, and I mean, it shocked me. I'm like, man, you know, like, these women out here, like, they got their shit together. You know, they don't need anything from me. So,
right,
to be able to talk to somebody who literally financially doesn't need me, you know, that was different. So,
that's a fucking bonus, yeah.
So... that was cool, but I mean, at the end of the day, you have choice. You know, like, if somebody, you know, hurting out here, just, and you want to still talk to them, I mean, that's your choice, but you kind of, I would say, you would assume what's going to come with it. And then from there, if they do ask for that, then you got the right to say no. And if they have a problem with that, then from there, you deal with it.
A lot of these dudes ain't saying, though, that's the problem. And most of them be drug dealers and, you know, scammers. That's why I tell them, I'm like, yo, the streets can have you, bitch. I'm like, you dealing with a regular nigga with a regular job. I'm not on that. I can help you every now and then. And you have to be my girl. Let's make that clear. You have to be my woman. If you're just some chick I'm talking to, I really don't care what you got going on. I don't care. That's something you got to care about. It's not like a personal problem. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? It's too many suckers and these chicks out here ready to lick them. You gotta let them know right now, like, yo, like, this ain't no sucker. It's not sweet. It's very sour. You ain't ready.
I mean, so, it's just addressing. I would say if you address it as it comes versus to, you know, like, ignoring red flags, then, I mean, I'm not saying it'll just work out, but.
Oh, that's what you signed up for. Most definitely.
Yeah, at that point, like, all right, you already knew, you can't say you didn't know, you know. If you ask five times, you know, don't be surprised when you get the six, but. It's when you, I mean, that's just kind of how it is. And like, for me, like, yeah, can I financially, I can support myself and I can support somebody else, yeah, but I don't choose to. That's not what I want to do.
Exactly. You can't train them like that. No.
So, you know, but then again, it's on me if I make it seem like it's okay. And if I don't say something, you know, so from that point on, I mean, you can assume whatever you want. People are open to assumption, but,
oh, yeah, most definitely.
You know, it's like, all right, I have to take myself. I'm like, all right, I'm going to let you know that I'm not this guy. Yes, you know, forget what you see. Forget how much money you think I have. It's my money. If we're together and we're living together, then that's different.
Exactly.
But if we're just dating, then it's like we have separate money. You know, like, until...
Thank you. Say that again.
Until we have a joint bank account, it's not our money.
It's mine.
So, but then again... You know, it's like, it's back and forth. And that's another thing, like, say if it's like, oh, like, I get you something, that's my choice.
Choice.
It's not
a requirement.
It's not
a lot of these chicks come out, this is required. Especially a chick come out, you can't afford me. What the fuck are you talking about? I can't afford
me. I mean, that's fine. I'd rather, if that is your truth, then that's fine. I've saved me some time, saved me some effort, you know, and move on, because... If that's your mentality, that you think that, like, I have to buy you, then it's not happening.
This is what I'm saying. A lot of these chicks are prostitutes and they don't realize that they are. They try to, like, no, I'm just high maintenance. No, you're a prostitute. If somebody has to buy your love, that's prostitution, ladies. You know, right now.
The only thing I'll say is if a woman makes a certain amount of money and she wants a guy to be on her financial level,
that's respectable.
Then that's what you do. So she doesn't have to worry about taking care
of you. People, so. Yes, I can respect that. Yeah, because I don't need no chick to take care of me. I'm good. I'm Gucci out here. But it's these chicks that remind me of Debo off of Friday. Yeah, I do got $200, but I want to spend Red's money. See, that's the problem. That don't sit well with me.
I mean, it's, at that point, you know, like, you can't control what other, you say, like, oh, these other guys are making them think, like, that's cool. I mean, that's what they do, whatever they want to do, whatever their reasons for that is, it is, whatever. You know, and in your mind, they're doing that and they're ruining that woman for you. So, I mean,
exactly.
But, you know, but it is what it is. There's plenty of people out here. So it's like, all right, you know, if that's the way it is, then if you are just talking to somebody and money comes up like way too early,
red flag.
Yeah, so
you gotta go.
Because, like, my mother doesn't even know how much I make. You know, like, the only people that know how much I make is my ex, because we were married. My bank account, because they hold my money, right, and the company that pays me. Other than that, you know, that's it. I'm not telling you how much I make until we live together and you are financially obligated because our money is joint to take care of these bills.
Exactly.
Until then, I don't care if we've been dating for 10 years. You won't know how much money I make because...
ain't none of your business.
Yes. And that's not malicious. It's just, I'm not going to ask you how much money you make because it's not...
I don't ask you that question at all.
You have your money, I have mine. That's
right. See, you got your own car, your own spot. You got kids or whatever, and you handle a business. Yo, she, whatever she doing, it's working. She's all right. But, oh, shit, look at this motherfucking dickhead. My fault, y'all. Like I said, we driving. But, yeah, it's just, it's kind of sad. And I mapped out a strategy for myself. And maybe I shouldn't judge that shit, but you know what? My gut never steered me wrong. I could tell by what a bitch listens to, I probably shouldn't talk to her. I shouldn't, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like you cater to that shit. And you get the female, nah, not, no. What are you talking about? That's like me listening to a rapper talking about sucking dick and fucking guys. You would look at me crazy if I listened to that shit, wouldn't you? Would you? Or, you know, I'm asking you. Would you look at me crazy if you hear me listen to a rapper talking about getting his back bust up, liking men and, you know, all that bullshit? You're going to assume I'm gay, right?
I mean, I wouldn't listen to it with you, but you can do whatever you want.
I'm just saying. What would you assume? Not even me. Anybody. If you hear a dude listen to that type of music, you're going to assume he's gay, right? Yes, no?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right. So
there's some subliminal gay stuff in some rappers already, so.
Yeah, we got that. So, bitch, if you listening to Megan Thee Stallion, City Girls, Suki Hanna, any of those filth bags, I automatically know not to talk to you. Because you cater to those lyrics. You like that shit. That's probably your lifestyle. And all that shit.
So, I don't know if I would go.
I'm going that far. Me, personally, yeah. I'm going that far. Like, you like this shit? What lyrics could they possibly, what kind of bars could they, what are you talking about?
I think some people are just not too deep. A lot of people don't even listen to lyrics, first of all.
Nah, if you can quote that shit word for word, you listen to those lyrics. And these bitches be saying the shit out that shit. I'm like, oh, okay. Real ass nigga, fuck that nigga. I'm like, oh yeah, okay, I see what's up with you.
I agree with you to a certain
degree. Big Birkin bag. I ain't buying you. The bag you're going to get is a brown paper bag with a goddamn drink in it. That's the big bag you're going to get from me.
I think some people are just kind of followers and they just like a song because it's popular or a person is just popular.
It could be that, but not in Cleveland. Maybe somewhere else.
Yeah, I think it's everywhere.
But out here, I don't know. These chicks really out here. And then, you know, I said,
that for anybody. But yeah, I got you.
That music is really... with their mentality, they think this shit is real. I'm like, hold on, if I have to do this to talk to you,
yeah, well, a lot of people can't separate reality and entertainment. So, you know, like,
I listen to a lot of music about stabbing people in the eye and putting a crucifix up, you know, a crucifix up your ass. That don't mean I do that. So, I get what you're saying to a certain extent, but when you see these motherfuckers posting these statuses and you see these stories, I'm trying to tell you, this bitch is really moving like that. That's just what it is. And I also say this. I just talked about this on my Instagram post the other day. I tell men, when you got a chick that you really attracted to, you really need to check their timeline. Really check that. If you see a bunch of rest in peace, Danny, Junebug, Bigfoot, Toenail, and all that shit, and she got a bunch of pictures visiting somebody from behind the glass with an orange jumpsuit on looking like a fucking failure, you probably shouldn't talk to that bitch. She's letting you know what type of time she's on.
That's a very detailed situation.
Real shit, this could save you. It really can. Why do you know so many dead niggas? What did he do to get killed?
Let's see, that's more like a project chick type thing.
This is what I'm saying. So you know what the fuck you're dealing with. Check her timeline. If you see a bunch of resting pieces and all this dumb shit, and she taking pictures behind a glass with a nigga and shit, while he looking like a goddamn goof troop thinking he's doing something fly, probably getting his back bust up or busting up somebody back in there, stay away from her. Get a mission aboard. Just like her pictures. Matter of fact, me personally, I don't even like her pictures.
See, I think that's all generalized to, okay, stay away from project chicks.
Yes. Hood rats, all that shit. Nothing as bitches as my homie Ayo Kaseko says. Stay away from her. Do not waste your time. Because don't think she ain't gonna expect you to be that thug. Don't think she ain't. She is. It could be a little ass situation. Two men could bump each other. Oh, fuck, bro. Oh, it's all right, brother. This would be the same goofy bitch you say, so you just gonna let this nigga bump you? You gonna let him bump you? I thought it was gangster gangster. You supposed to be tough, nigga. You better go say something, nigga. I did say something to him, bitch. I said, my bad. I apologize. Shit happens. Nobody has to die behind somebody bumping into each other. But these are the same chicks that'd be in your ear. I need a real nigga. You need a real man or you need a real nigga?
Yeah, there's a difference.
It's a big difference.
There's a difference.
A lot of these chicks like real niggas. I'm like, you can keep that nigga shit over there. I like to live. I don't want to wake up next to a toilet in the cellmate every day.
But in that case, then you stay away from them. But, you know, like, you have, there's so many women out there, and a lot of them are different that I've grown to realize. And, you know, if you go ahead and look outside of what you normally see, I mean, it's going to be far few in between to find in person.
Oh, but, you know, hell yeah.
Being in the social media age that we are now, I know I can speak from personal experience.
It is scary.
It's
terrifying. it's fucking terrifying, man.
I don't know. It's you gotta use your own instinct, first of all. You know, you gotta be smart about it, because you don't want to go somewhere and like get robbed or fucking worse. But
oh, I'm glad you just said that. Yeah, if you stay in a rough neighborhood, that tells me a lot about yourself. Especially if you can afford to get the fuck out of there, but you choose to stay there. That tells me where your mind at.
Yeah, I mean, trust me, if you give me your address and it says East whatever, then I'm not going. But
yeah, if the peace of man won't come to your house, I'm not coming, motherfucker. I'm telling you right now. Let you know now. Oh, you a scary motherfucker. You call me whatever the fuck you want. Can't call me dead or robbed or set up. Yeah, so I'll take pussy, bitch, hoe ass nigga. I'll take all that.
So yeah, I would say that if you... I mean, I don't know. You kind of... A lot of this stuff you can just use based off instinct.
And common sense.
And common sense. And if you don't, then, I mean, kind of, I'm not going to say you're asking for it, but...
Yeah, you're asking for it.
I mean, yeah, you can't expect... I don't
stop thinking with your dick. You have to use your brain sometimes.
See, I was trying to say that, but there I didn't want to.
Okay, no, we're going to say this because my podcast is unfiltered. We're going to tell it how it is. Stop letting your dick get you in trouble. I don't give a fuck how bad she is. If she stay on motherfucking Moore's Black, motherfucking 30th and Cedar and shit, Central and all these other fucked up places in Cleveland, where if you go there, whatever happens to you, it is what it is. Oh man, this bitch, she bad, man. She bad, got a fat ass, pretty face. She stay in Garden Valley though. Don't fucking go. You better tell her ass to meet you halfway somewhere. And you gotta be careful showing the bitch where you live. Because you might get your door kicked in 2 weeks later, maybe a month. They'll stick your shit out.
Yeah, you know, that's for sure. You know, and that's, I mean, it could be, that's the, I would say, to go deeper to it, that's the unfortunate part, because it's not all chicks that's like that there, but, I mean, your environment is your environment, and sometimes you can't help environment you're in, because you may be born into it. You may not be fortunate enough to get out of it, but,
hey,
I know I'm not.
There are a lot of jobs paying better than the restaurant in the Wendy's and KFC that you're at. Trust me, I was there. You know what happens? I was 16 years old. I upgraded.
But a lot of people like that can't see beyond their own. Like, it's like they're in like in a box. Like, it's like an invisible wall. Like, they can't like see beyond whatever like three neighborhoods is around them.
That's also true. Like I said, I had my experience when...
Like, you know, a lot of people from the hood ain't even on the highway.
I believe that.
Like, it's just crazy how it is. Like, you, so the furthest you've been in like your 25 however many years of life, you ain't never been 10 miles from your house.
That's true.
You know, like, so.
Just don't think I'm coming to your house, though. If you ain't never been outside like that, I'm not coming. The pizza man ain't coming, I'm not going.
You know, it's like when people don't, I mean, I don't expect people to know where I live, but I mean, like, you don't even know, I mean, like, places that's like 15 minutes away. It's like, oh, I ain't never been there. I'm like, dude, it's a 15 minute drive. You ain't never been there. Like, where you been? I've been
in failure and filth. That's where they've been.
Yeah, but you know, it's, I'm not saying you have to be the one to motivate them to do something, but sometimes, and that's why I don't like, you know, when like a woman says like, oh, I want somebody to like give me an experience or show me some different stuff. It's like, I mean, why
do I gotta do it?
Yeah, like, why do I have to do it? But then again, you know, it's 50-50 because that person
just, it's most definitely 50-50.
They may just need that extra push from somebody who's self-motivated enough to go ahead, like, all right, I'll show you something. But some people, you know, it's a little different. Me personally, I'm not gonna go out of my way to give you a new experience if you want to do it for yourself.
Exactly. I can't help nobody that want to help themselves.
Because that's,
I most definitely go by that.
That's a very dependent mindset. So at that point, you know, especially if you're like publicly going out there, like, I need somebody to show me something. I'm like, all right, you know, that's not, I can, I, yes, I can show you a lot of stuff.
But if I choose to, but I gotta see the effort first from the female, most definitely.
Yeah, so I've already had my fair share of, you know, being in a dependent relationship. I've been in nothing but dependent relationships.
Exactly.
So, you know, when I see, so I see little hints of dependency, things I'm very familiar with, it's like, all right, you know what? I'm looking for somebody who got their own, because I'm not going to be able to be around all the time. And there are times I'm going to be by myself, times I'm going to be with my friends, wherever.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm going to need you to be able, I mean, if you tell me, it's like, hey, you want to do something tomorrow? It's like, oh, I'm busy, I'm doing such and such. I will take no offense to it. If anything, I feel better because I'm like, you know what? She got her own set of friends. She got her own life and this and that.
You will be around me 24/7. I'm telling you right now. Don't be around me 24/7. Even if we live together, go in the fucking book room or something.
That's a little different if you live together.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you're going to see each other, but you can still create some type of division in the house.
I ain't saying like oh, we
don't be my fucking shadow. I'm not with that.
I mean, that's a little different. That's a little extreme where it's like, man, you know what? I done seen you for the past 5 hours. For these next 2 hours, I need you to go in another room. Like, that's a little excessive. I mean, just as far as, like, a dating perspective, like,
I guess, y'all ain't that close. Yeah.
I mean, not saying that y'all not that close, but if we're not living together. You know, like, just because I'm...
My situation, I just got up. I was shooting her so many goddamn hints. Like, hey, I don't need to see you every fucking day.
You gotta be... Nowadays, you gotta be direct. There's no hints anymore.
I've been, like, you know what? Fuck the hint. But I'm telling her, like, yo, I'm seeing you too much. I'm getting tired of you breathing the same air as me. And then if I'm watching something on YouTube and you ask me, did you just see that yesterday? Yes, motherfucker, I was drunk. I probably don't remember. The next day I might catch something different.
See, that's different.
Don't tell me, yeah. Didn't you just watch this the other day or didn't you just listen to the song? I'm listening to the fuck I want to listen to. Get you some earphones.
But you'd not have the healthiest relationship either.
Or get out. Go home.
That's true, but like I said before, you didn't have the healthiest relationship either.
No. You know, I try to get the motherfucker together and look over a lot of shit, especially me dating someone with children, which is a big-ass no for me. But I broke my wall down and tried to be more open-minded, like, all right. And then when I was dating this motherfucker chick, it reminded me why you don't date people with kids. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have the baby daddy experience. I didn't have that with this particular chick, but other ones... Motherfucker, run up. Oh, now you want to be a daddy. Now you want to be a family. Who the fuck got around my kids? Motherfucker, you ain't even around them. How you gonna tell me the fuck? Like, I'm not trying to be his daddy. I let him know, hey, my name is Z. Ain't no, are you my daddy? I'm gonna tell him straight to his face.
Uncle
Z. Right in the eye. I ain't gonna call him Uncle Z. I ain't your uncle either. I'm the guy fucking your mom. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I'm being nice because I didn't eat your Lunchables or drink your Capri Suns. You should respect that. I didn't kick your little Ford over. Because I'm really the Snoop Dogg off Baby Boy. That's me. If you see that scene, ladies, you see Snoop Dogg, that is me.
See, that's one thing I've noticed that happened to me a few times is, I mean, I get it. It's tough out here if you're a woman, you got kids, and you're trying to date.
Condoms. But who told you to have a baby?
Hold on. But you have to put that out first.
Yeah.
You know, like, there's been too many times where I'm talking to somebody, and we getting close, like, oh, okay, you know, like, I like her, we vibing. And then I know where it's just the bomb drops that I have kids. It's like, come on now. It's like, come on now. And then now I gotta be the dick, at least how it looks. It's like, all right, you know what? This can go somewhere, but it only goes so far.
So far.
Because
I don't want to share a baby mama, if I have to be honest.
I'm saying, like, I've had plenty of opportunities to have children. I chose not to. So
if I don't see myself with you forever, I'm not getting you pregnant. I'm telling you that right now.
But right now, I'm trying to even get in my mind, can I even be with somebody with kids? And even if, no matter how much I like them, can I take care of somebody else's kids and call them my own?
This came out another dick.
That's not the, I mean, yeah, if you want to go that way. But I mean, like, if, like, right now, I don't want children. Right now, of course.
Right.
But say I'm with somebody, and, like, same situation happened where we talk and everything. We get real close. Say we go on, like, I don't know, 8 dates.
And the vibe is there.
And the vibe
is
there.
You will accept someone's baggage. If you like, damn, I really like this chick. I do. And the kids have self-fucking control. Let me tell you another thing about y'all females. Y'all have some bad fucking kids, man. That don't know when the words, leave me alone. Go play your game. Go play with your toys. I'm not a toy or PlayStation. I don't want to play with you, little nigga. Get away from me.
See,
don't put your burgers on me. Fuck burgers. Off. Boogers.
I only said burgers.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this little motherfucker want to run up with you with the little snot river around his nose and try to hug your pants leg. Now you got boogers on your shit. Like, you little fuck. Like, you know, it's just crazy. It's a little crazy. But, yeah, you can. It's possible. But you gotta have some type of self-control going on with your kids.
I don't think you should have, like, you know, even though you're a single mother, I don't think you should have, like, random men even around your child.
Oh, no. We should go on at least 10 dates while I even meet the fucking kid, be honest with you. That's me being nice saying 10. Man, that's me being nice.
I mean, like, even, like, if a situation, like, oh, kids in the room or whatever, like, I wouldn't, if you had a kid or whatever, I wouldn't want to be around it just because I can only assume how that would affect the kids seeing, you know, different dudes come in and out or whatever, shit like that, so.
Yeah, digging your mom out.
Yeah,
because I'm an asshole. I will tell you. I'll tell your kid in a minute. Who are you? I'm Z. I'm talking to your mom.
I mean, for me, I would be thinking of your kid if you're not. If you tell me come over and your kid's over, you know, put in another room, like it's not a dog, it's a fucking kid. You know, like I'm not doing that. Like, you know, like, oh, they're asleep. Like, no, I wouldn't even come over personally. Just like I said, if you're not thinking about your child, I am. And I'm doing that by not meeting that child if I don't plan on being around. Not saying I don't plan on being around a long time, but if I know within myself I can't be that close with this kid because, you know, I'm just not in that position to where I want to be a father or a father figure for that matter.
Most definitely. And I will say this too, because a lot of females say I'm fucked up for this mindset, but I don't really care. If you have a child and we go a little further and I happen to get you pregnant, I'm telling you right now, I will treat my kid better than yours or that other man's kid. It's not going to be no fair shit. Well, you got him a boo bad way, get him one. You better call his motherfucking daddy. What the fuck you telling me for? This me. This one right here, this little nigga, this is me. We just should have got him something for Christmas. That guy get shit. You get him something for Christmas. Call his daddy. Well, he's not there. Who told you? See, this is nothing I tell women about getting pregnant by niggas. Especially if you talk to a nigga that's on the lean, gang, and all this old bullshit. That's what you females like. You want a street nigga. So be ready for street nigga shit. Ain't gonna be there. Nothing about this nigga said responsible. Nothing about this nigga said father. So why would you let him busting you? And then want to play victim on the internet, niggas ain't shit. No, the niggas you like ain't shit. We got to create this understanding because I'm not about to let women bash niggas. I don't do that. I look at the pictures of the nigga you dealing with all the tattoos on his face. Gold grill and all that shit. And that necessarily don't mean anything because I had a grill. That don't mean I ain't an ancient nigga. It's just, hey, I don't have child support. I got money. Hey, I always wanted teeth, so I got them. But I know an ancient nigga when I see one. I should know that. I got a good gaydar too. I know a gay nigga when I see one. I know a nigga ain't shit too. I can look at him. I try to help my peoples out. I'm not going to say my family's name. I even try to help them out. Like, yo, this ain't that. This ain't the nigga that you want. Hey, yeah, all right. The chick get a good nigga, or what the fuck, he's boring. What the fuck is fun to you? Shootouts? You in the car with him and y'all get shot at?
I mean, but
the police on you, he got a gun. Better hope he don't pray he don't get pulled over because all y'all going down. That's exciting to you? You are a fucking dumbass. Sorry.
I think as of right now, a lot of people just put it goes sex, then it goes feelings.
Right.
You know, like, you don't have to have feelings for somebody to have sex with them now. And
hell no.
Especially at that, I mean.
$40 will get you some sex real quick.
I mean, I don't know how good
it is. $220 will get you some sex. Me, I don't buy sex. I don't believe in buying my love. And that's why, you know, I say the shit that I say. If you talking about you have to do this, you have to do that, I say you're a prostitute.
See, with me, it's like, the funny thing is, say, for example, I will give somebody who asks me for nothing everything.
Everything. Yes. Hell, you know, like, yeah. I agree with that.
Like, I've...
There's no argument there.
I've bought in my previous relationship a lot. But that's because I chose to do that out of my own heart. You know, so...
Right.
But, you know, if you're asking me to get a that's another thing. If you can't afford it...
Don't ask me to get it. Is that... Thank you. You beat me to say that. I was going to say that, I mean, too. Like, you know,
is, I mean, I don't know. I don't know where all that mindset, all that mentality of thinking, you know, like the whole sugar daddy thing or whatever.
CD girls, the fucking rappers I was just telling you goddamn about. So, yeah. If you listen to these bitches, I know how you moving. Flat out.
Yeah,
like you said, not to cut you off.
Now go ahead.
Don't tell me to buy something if you can't afford it. And I'm going to stretch it even further. Don't tell me I need a dude that got his own house. He's driving and has a job and all this other shit. Don't ask for shit that you don't have. Do you have your own spot? Do you have your own car? Do you have a job? You need to go find somebody that's on your level. Because at this point, we're on two different levels. We not. Because I remember back in the day, I was this bum nigga. No phone. On the bus. Walking. And I say something to a chick. Oh, boy, bye. Okay. I'm giving that same energy back at this age that I'm at now. If you on the RTA, we ain't got nothing to talk about. I'm sorry. You ain't got your own spot? You living with your auntie? Living with your own girl? Oh, we ain't got nothing to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Are you paying any bills there? Oh, you just there. Oh, so that means you broke and you just living with somewhere. Okay.
Yeah, gotcha. I mean, it's the person who is on the higher level who has to make a decision if they want to do that.
To deal with that lower. Yeah, most definitely. Me, I'm letting you know right now, ladies, I'm not on it. It's all the way dead.
For me, you know, it's like... I don't expect nobody to have my type of money. You know, like, I don't expect...
No. I get what you're saying. To have your... But have some type of, you know, motivation. Do it. Yes. I'm not going to look at this man and think he going to do everything for me. Yeah. I'm just going to sit here and just, I look good. It don't work like that. And I said this before. If you're getting paid off your looks, you're most likely a prostitute. And it's very rare that you might be a model. And ain't no telling what you're doing behind those curtains. Strippers too. No. You did something. No. Yeah. I don't believe you got. No. I'm not going for that. I'm sorry. If I see a chick with a Cash App in her description, it's a no.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. Don't even start there.
It's a no. If you got a Cash App there, you let me know.
I want to know, are dudes actually doing that? That's why I want to know.
This is the problem. This is what I'm talking about. Like, this is what I was talking about when we was on the freeway. When you train these females to do this shit because you did that. So now this pattern gets created. And then when you finally leave the bitch alone, the next guy, now this is, boom, this is programmed.
You know what? I don't want to
every dude that I talk to, because I'm a bad bitch, I look good with a big booty. If you can't do this, this is in the description. I got my Cash App. If you can't do this, I like to be spoiled, blah, 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 blah. Bitch, are you going to spoil me? Are we going to spoil each other?
Here's the thing. This is what I want to know. So, okay. So say, you know, you got that type of woman. I see that. It's automatic. Like, okay, no.
No.
Okay. But I want to talk to the guy that says yes to that.
Yes. I done told these niggas up on Instagram.
Cause I want to know, like, what, I want to know, where do you even, like, I don't know. I want to know the actual mentality and mindset that it takes for a dude to actually be attracted to that and know exactly what that entails and still go for it.
Well, that's drug dealers. I can answer that question. It's either a drug dealer or a dude that has a good paying job with low self-esteem. Very low self-esteem. If you are paying for pussy, and don't give me that, well, if you go on a date, you technically... No.
That's
bullshit. It's not the same. If you fuck off and give a chick 100, 200, wherever amount of money for her to slide them pants down, you're paying for pussy, my nigga. I'm sorry. That's what it is. And then you got the older dudes. Oh, y'all want to go ahead and romance and finance them. I'll get to the point. So I'm going to go ahead and give her the $100. Go ahead and fuck. I get it. That's your boat. Different strokes for different folks. Me, I'm letting chicks know now. Bitch, you better have a goddamn job. You better be able to take care of yourself and all that. What happens if I die or get locked up? You're fucked because you've been depending on me the whole time. Now what you going to do if I get locked up? Sell pussy? Now somebody done got my walls. I'm in a wall in here. Somebody else get my other walls. I got two different walls to worry about because I got locked up or something unfortunate happened and you couldn't take care of yourself. I had to do what I had to do. No, do what you're supposed to do so you don't have to do what you got to do. You better go get a job.
I mean, I just think everybody, no matter who you are, before you even, I mean, everybody can be independent. I know that for sure. But at least mentally be able to be independent.
It got to start somewhere. But this is what I'm saying, why I said the big 75%. And that's me being nice. I want to say higher.
I wouldn't say 75%. I mean, maybe that, like, From this zip code to that zip code, you know, like, yeah. But if you branch out.
Where you're at is some chicks doing their thing. Or they found the dude. Hey, yo, I got you, baby. It's all on me. I got you. It's me. You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is. So I can respect that. I'm not bashing no dudes or bashing the females. If you a hoe and want to fuck the whole city, do what you got to do. But my whole thing, let me tell you another thing that bothers me. Let me tell you another thing that bothers me. These chicks be going like it's no tomorrow, but they see something special in you and want to cuff you and want you to cuff them. Like, no. They don't roll like that, sweetheart. If you fuck 500 niggas, I'm going to be 501. I'm going to fuck and I'm leaving. Don't tell me, oh, this 501, this is the one. I want to have him. I want this. No. What do you mean your check engine light is on? This motherfucker, what are you talking about? You banged up. You ruined.
I mean, if somebody...
If I can't go to Best Buy or Walmart and somewhere and niggas can't say, oh, that's what such as... Oh, no, this is embarrassing. look how you look. You can't go anywhere in public with this shit. Niggas done smashed this shit. Oh, back in the day when she was 16, we ran train. No, we not on that.
I mean, I would say
chick gonna have history. Yes, of course.
Yes.
It's always a guy before you. But that reputation about you got a party ran on, I own you and shit, or you used to be a stripper. Me personally, I dated one stripper. I'll never do it again.
I would say that's your choice, you know, but
that's your choice. Yeah.
I would say that I can't fault somebody for catching feelings, but then again, you know, that's on you whether you want to go ahead and you want to
catch those feelings. Yes, if you catch feelings, if you sit there and stick around long enough, them feelings going to develop. No, I know from the gate. No. We can have sex. Don't get it twisted. I'm a dog. I admit that. Barking everything, but I'm also a gentleman. I'm a gangster and a gentleman. I pick and choose my battles. Like, oh, this chick right here, I'm going to fuck her, and that's going to be it. You know what I'm saying? I already see how she's moving. But if I see some, you know, rare, I'm like, oh, this chick got, she doing her thing, blah, 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 or whatever. And I'm most definitely, you know what? As we was talking about, it's none of your business how you make your money. No, I need to know how you make your money. How you making your money? If you out here stripping and, you know, escorting, it's not going to happen. Sorry. I get paid off my looks. Nah, you get paid off your vagina and your lips and your hands. And if you bought that life, might be your butthole too. Ain't no telling. You're getting some money somewhere, but you're getting penetrated to get it.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
It's a wrap. It's a no.
I mean, you know,
I'll fuck you, like I said. I'll fuck you, most definitely. Most definitely. And never see you again. Probably block you after I do it. To be honest. Real talk.
I mean, if that's how they want to make their money, that's fine. That's on them.
Yes, it's fine. Don't think you're getting cuffed, though. It ain't happening. It's dead. Strippers don't get married.
I would say...
I'm telling you now.
I mean...
Rarely that happens, but I'm talking about every day. Imagine you sitting somewhere at a wedding somewhere. So what do you do for a living, John? Oh, I'm a construction worker. I do this. And then your wife jump out the goddamn window. So what do you do for it? Oh, I'm a stripper. They gonna look at that nigga crazy as fuck. Like, really?
That's true. You know, I mean, I was talking to a
stripper. I'm a prostitute. That's how I make my money. You married a prostitute. You married a stripper? So everybody know what your girl's body looks like?
I mean,
have
you been to Vegas?
No.
I mean, it happens out there.
Of course. That's Sin City. It makes sense. You know what I'm saying? But, like, the fuck off. Everybody know what this butterfly that represents me know what it looks like, or these ass tattoos? No. The world should know what your whole body look like. I'm sorry.
It's also a different world out there. Some people on the like pansexual.
Oh yeah, we got pansexuals out here. Yeah.
I just figured out what a sapiosexual is.
What the fuck is that?
It's just somebody who's sexually attracted to your intellect.
That sounds like a good thing.
I'm not saying it's bad, but I'm just saying, like, I never heard of it. And some, you know, she's like, oh, like, I'm sapiosexual. If you don't know what it is, look it up. And I'm like, all right, sounds a little arrogant, but let me go and look it up. I can't lie, I'm interested. Looked it up, you know, thinking the worst. And then it's like, oh.
This is actually kind of good.
Yeah, you know? So I'm like, oh.
Where are y'all females at?
I mean, I'm pretty sure. If you don't know that term, you more than likely aren't it.
Yeah.
But then again, I don't know. I feel like that term got made up probably like a month ago. Like
that's not an everyday word.
I don't know where these words keep coming from. Pansexual.
That means you fuck whatever. Midget, transsexuals, whatever. If it got something between his legs, you're going to fuck it. That's what it means.
Like, I feel like that was I mean, I don't know. I ain't heard it until like a year ago.
Oh, I've been knew what a pansexual was. I know a few of them myself, to be honest with you. Fucked one. To be honest with you, yeah, I did. Back when I'm 31 now, back when I was like 26. It was whatever. She was down with it. If she went a pansexual, she probably would have been my wife. You know what I'm saying? I do want me a personal whore.
A personal?
Yes. I want a personal whore. I want you to be disgusting. I should look at you in disgust after I bust this nut. Like, this bitch is such a whore. She gross. Like, if your parents seen you on a sex tape, they should be ashamed. That's how your sex game needs to be. If you want a ring from me personally, but that has to be for me and only me. You know what I'm saying? That's it. I don't believe in the word no in the bedroom when it comes to me. If I say I want to do this, all right, let's go.
I mean, I'm pretty sure there's somebody out there for you like that.
You know what I'm saying? I'm on my period. But fuck that supposed to mean? Your mouth or ass is not bleeding. Your hand ain't bleeding.
I thought you were about
to say this is going to come out. You're going to get this. You're gonna get this joint out. It got to go.
That's between you and whoever.
Straight up, yeah, most definitely. That whole period shit, that, hey, I ain't no scientist. I don't give a fuck about it. What the fuck you telling me about it for? Well, you know, it's the time of the month. Oh, it's that time sucks dick. It's time to do something. You gonna roll these dice. You gonna shake my dice, start rolling 7. Oh, all right, babe, now I cuddle with you and everything. It's all good. But, yeah, that period, that excuse don't work with me no more.
I thought you were talking about doing something else.
Well, you know, say it. It's on the podcast. It's unfiltered. What you talking about?
I mean, like dudes fucking girls on periods and stuff like that.
No. I don't got my red wings.
I thought you was about to say that. I'm not with
the red wings. I'm not with the brown nightmare. I'm not with none of that shit. The brown nightmare means eating ass. I'm not with that Kevin Gates shit. I'm good. I don't want to taste your cheeseburger from earlier.
What the fuck?
I'll pass. You know what I'm saying? If you're looking for a dude that eat ass, I am not that nigga. You might as well go ahead. I'll spit on it, give you a thumb or the dick, but my tongue is not touching that. No. And I said this a long time ago. Fuck it, I'm putting it out there. Oh, this is shit. Been some time away. Anyways, like, I was on some freaky shit. This is back in the day, and I was like 22, 23. I was hitting the girl from behind. You know, I tried to be on some oppressive shit. Pulled out and start eating her from the back. Now, the Bombay, you know, I'm not about to bang the Bombay. I don't know. Let's just say it's nothing but 1 inch between that butthole and that vagina. I went a little bit too high.
Oh, God.
I went a little bit too high, and I tasted something salty. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Salt?
It was a salty taste, and I went back down, and the girl says, why you stop? I'm like, what you mean? I'm doing, go back up. I'm like, oh, this bitch telling me to eat her ass. No, I ain't with none of that. No. Was it that bad? I'm like, no. Look, tossing the salad is some shit that began in jail. If a dude is biting his tongue to your ass too far, something happened to him. I don't know what happened. I can't explain that. Don't no dude out here, let me eat that ass. Let me come sit on my face. And let me tell you about you nasty foul niggas. You fucking it up for real niggas, for real. Because now, at this point, when you do try to inbox or talk to a chick, if they don't see that line, they not talking to you. They leave you on scene. And by the way, females, if you leave me on scene, I block you. I'm that corny, because what you did was corny. All you had to do was simply say, hey, I'm not interested. I won't say fuck you, bitch. Fuck you, hoe. You ugly anyways.
That shit, DMs?
That shit corny. Every now and then. Not sober. I can take. Let me say that. If I'm sober, you're not going to get an DM. I have to be like shit-faced drunk.
Has sliding DMs ever worked for you?
Sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes. It's been surprising some chick said what took you so long. And we got to stop that. 2020 females, if you like a nigga, talk to the dude. Talk to him.
I don't think that'll ever happen.
And no, then, some and chicks do it.
And if so, well, I was going to say, if so, then it's usually like the mad aggressive ones. And me personally, I can't do like a mad aggressive chick.
No, I wasn't an aggressive chick, you know? I would post like some shit on Instagram like, hey, to be honest, or Q&A, some shit like that. And, you know, they'd be like, hey, this ain't my usual, but fuck it. I just wanted to go with the post and boom. I'm like, all right. And we hit it off. You know, and it was cool, you know. My last relationship started with a DM, you know. And we've been together on and off 5 years. We're currently, we cool. We don't have no beef or nothing like that. We had beef for a good 24/7. She was talking that shit. And, you know, I had to remind her of who the fuck she was talking to, you know. But she got her mind back right. She washed her mouth. Like, yo, man, if you gonna tell a story about us, make sure you tell everything. That's another thing, females. Stop playing this victim shit on the internet. Tell them what you did, too. Don't tell your brother, oh, he hit me. Tell your brother that you threw an ashtray at this nigga, a fork, the plate. You threw all this shit, then he finally hauled off on your ass. Stop playing like you, oh, my God, he just woke up and stretched, punch you in the face. It ain't happen like that. Tell everything. Tell him thing why you got broken up with. Man, he caught you FaceTiming a nigga, or he probably ran through your phone, or seen something abnormal that he don't fuck with, he ain't with. Stop telling, oh, I'm just a victim, you can say shit, nah, bullshit. Or you show your ass on the internet. We niggas, all of us ain't with that. Some dudes, yeah, that's my bitch, they can see it, but I'm fucking it. That's some guys. Some of us, we not on that at all. You keep your ass off the internet. That's my ass. That's what I want to see.
I don't understand that either. Like, I don't know what you think you're going to... Like, why are you surprised that so many dudes like you for that reason? Like,
right.
Like, you're
that's
not
the attention you were calling for.
You aren't going to get a guy like me doing that. I don't care if everything else is good. As soon as I see that one, like, yeah.
That's all I need to see. Exactly. No. I unfollowed so many chicks on Instagram, dude. I didn't realize I had a problem. I was following porn stars, twerkers, any chicks. I'm looking like, and I've gotten.
I think that's most dudes, though.
Yeah, that is. But then I start getting woke more. I get woke and woke more every day. I've been woke, but I'm like, you know what? These is the same bitches you complain about. Why the fuck are you following them? So I just start unfollowing anything with a butt cheek out. Like, you gotta go.
The one thing I
you gotta go. If I want to see that, I'll go to Pornhub. That's another thing, ladies. Stop telling me that you're selling nudes, twerk videos.
Somebody's
hit my OnlyFans.
Messaged you that they're selling nudes.
Yeah, I can. What the fuck? I will show you. Yeah, I got two phones. Not bragging. This one I'm holding is fucked up and cracked. Shit, it's my old phone. I know I'm gonna be able to upload it until I get
see,
home.
See, that's why I don't do.
These chicks will. Oh shit! I fell on the side. I'll show you when we get back because we're about to go in the store in a minute. But these chicks are telling you why the fuck would I buy your videos and pictures and I can see a chick get fucking fucked down and dominated for free. Why am I going to pay for that? But that's them bitches. You want to see me. No. It's a vagina. It's a booty. Smaller, bigger, more blown out. It don't matter. Why am I going to pay you to see your pictures? It's either if you fuck with me like that, if you like me, send me the nude. It's just that simple. It's chicks I ain't never had to ask for a nude. They just sent it. Boom. Thinking about you. Like, oh, shit. Okay.
See, I'm all right. I guess I'm off from that because I'm not gonna say I never heard some of the binary experience.
Oh man, these chicks is off the hook.
That's why I stay where I stay. That's why I move how I move. It's like
you just heard me talking about to move where I want to move at. Maybe I might see something different out there.
No, for sure. I think you know, like I think all that stuff is just in that environment. And if you go somewhere else, you're gonna start seeing different stuff.
Yeah. And if I get a snow bunny, I don't want to hear you fucking black females. Oh, you're a sellout. No, I bet you ain't had your mind right. Unfortunately, the skin is different, and she had her mind right.
Look, man, it's you can do.
They try to bash Kobe Bryant, talking about fuck him because he had a wife. All that money going to a white chick or a Puerto Rican. What the fuck was she? Is she Puerto Rican or Mexican? Or
that's
something
cheating
like that?
Either way, but
no, talking about that he's dead.
these black females are upset that all his assets are not going to a black female. So they want to call a lot of these celebrities that date white women. Look, it's a reason that they're not dating you. Y'all not looking at the big picture here.
I don't care if the girl is...
Damn, we have 49 minutes. This... Wait. Okay, it's still going.
Yeah, I don't care about your ethnicity. It don't matter. Actually, personally, I like different things.
Straight up.
So, if anything, that would be more of an attraction to me, and that's not like... But...
Nobody no fucking sellout.
I honestly don't care if you think, like, if the person who usually calls somebody else a sellout, that's like, you know what? I'll sell out of whatever you're in because I don't want no part of it.
Exactly.
You know, like, it's... I don't have to sit... I never feel like I have to...
I don't like the fight. I'm not with the whole, you know, I don't care, you know, I have a certain extent with this shit. If you wear weave and all that shit, like, you know, come on, keep it to a bare minimum. If you got nails and you can't wipe your ass, Wolverine type joints and fake eyelashes and all that shit, talking about I hate fake niggas, everything about you is fake. Your hair, your eyelashes, your nails, all of it is fake. And now these asses is fake. But you, how dare you say you hate fake niggas? I mean, what are you talking about? And same with you fucking females that's gay. I don't think y'all motherfuckers are safe. You motherfuckers are a different type of crazy. I hate fake niggas. You're dating one, bitch. What are you talking about? I hate fake niggas. This is a whole female that thinks she's a man. She has a mental issue, and you do too, to even talk to it.
I ain't touching that one.
I'm touching it. I don't give a fuck who I've been. We gonna keep it real. I seen a gay girl post that shit. I hate fake niggas. You're dating one. This is a fake Young MA. This is a fake nigga. That's the fake nigga to the top level. How dare you say you hate fake niggas?
I'm just saying I'm not touching that one because I have absolutely no experience in it.
Oh, I do.
I never talked to somebody like that. You know, never really dealt with somebody like that. So
these chicks are stingy out here. Dick and vagina. Then you want a fucking dick that's attached to a vagina. What the fuck are you talking about? I don't like dick. Then me personally, the only gay female that makes sense if it's a pretty bitch dating another pretty bitch. That makes sense. You are gay to the core. This makes sense. But when you sit up here and tell me I don't like niggas, I don't like dick, but you getting hit with a carrot or a cucumber or a fucking belt. What are we talking about here? You might as well got with the man.
Yeah. I don't understand it, but, well, you know, it ain't.
Men don't know how to please the woman body. Well, but bitch, buy us a book. We can read it. What, you want me to lift the hood back and get that part? What the fuck are you talking about? You talking about a woman can only please a woman. Well, be with a woman.
Hey, man, you do you. That's all I say. I just feel people are just more...
I gotta pee. I'm gonna say that much. We're about to walk in this store. I'm most definitely uploading this episode on everything. We about to get up out of here because we got shit to do. And plus that, I gotta pee and I'm hungry. So, this has been Get Right or Get Wrong.
What if they got a bathroom?
Oh, they got a bathroom. It's Best Buy.
But what if they don't?
They wanna pee on a fucking building. So I'm getting pissed on. This pee coming out. It's just that simple. I'll pee on the side of this truck if I got to and people see me. Indecent exposure. Who told you to look?
We go pee on the snow.
I'm not peeing on the snow.
So you're at pee by my truck versus the snow.
It's still by the... Your truck is by the snow.
I'm going to pee in the snow. So get up.
I got to pee. This has been Get Right or Get Wrong featuring J5.
You can write your name.
A.K.A. Jeremiah. Forget the last name. Google this man or look for him. You're probably not going to find him.
No, you're not. But there it is. How do you put the A.K.A. my actual name? Wouldn't it be the vice versa? Like,
with Jeremiah, a.k.a. J5. Is that better? Like me. I'm Z-A-L-E, a.k.a. Z. Z, a.k.a. Z-L-L-E. Whatever you want to say.
Those are two different aliases. It's an alias, a.k.a. another alias.
You are overthinking this situation.
I'm not overthinking.
I'm trying to close the show.
I'm just saying. You would be like, wouldn't it be your real name, a.k.a. your alias?
Yeah. I guess.
Versus your alias, a.k.a.
I'll break the rules. I just said what I said. We out of here. We about to go here and try to go search for a mic. Hopefully I find one. And, you know, I'll see y'all on the next one. Anything you want to say out in closing? Anything you want to say, your social media?
No. I know enough people. I don't need anybody else.
Well, if y'all found Tim entertaining, sorry, he's not going to give you his social media or anything. But you will hear him on another episode.
If you see me in person, then that's cool.
See him in person? I highly doubt y'all will.
But it's hard seeing me in person. You know, if you see me at Walmart anywhere, it was an accident. But yeah, we out of here. God bless. Stay out of trouble. Stay out. Don't stay out past 10 o'clock. Only thing open is a lot of legs and a lot of jail cells. See y'all later on the next one.
That is one sad ass closing.
It's real.
Sad as fuck. Something like more positive, like, oh, like, I don't know, have a great day or some shit like
that. I said God bless.
God bless. Stay out of jail. Don't get killed. Don't get shot.
Because a lot of these people are dumb, dusty dickheads. They do that.
It's like, nah, it's like a double, I don't know. You go ahead. You do what you want. You know, have a great day and don't fuck up. All right, there you go. Like, at least do the other way worse than negative than the positive.
Okay, we're going to end positive because we got 5 more minutes left. Stay blessed.
I said negative than positive. Unless you're doing all positive.
Stay out of trouble. Get your money up. Mind your business. Don't mind others. Ladies, get your motherfucking mind back right. Fellas.
See, now it just went aggressive.
Get your shit.
It went from nice to passive aggressive to all the way aggressive.
Well, God bless y'all. I'll see you on the next one.
I don't think they feel blessed, but it's okay.
If you got a roof over your head, you're not in a jail cell, you're blessed.
I mean,
if you're not living in a cardboard box.
I'm about to say, you could be living on the street.
Yeah, if you're not on the street, you're blessed. Trust me. If you think you're struggling, somebody's doing way more fucked up than you. Trust me. Appreciate your days. Count them. Make something of yourself.
That's like a really fucked up way to say, like, oh, you know.
You are fucking up my closing.
Yo, go ahead. Do your closing.
Or do you want to close? Do you want to close out for me? Yeah, I think you should, because it seemed like you got the right shit to say.
Same niggas.
Go ahead. Close it.
Have a good one.
There it is. Have a good one. We'll see. Y'all hear us on the next one.